In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And call no one your father on earth. Call no one your father on earth. For you have one Father, the one in heaven. This is definitely a saying of Jesus that you will not find on any Father's Day Hallmark card, right? And call no one your father on earth, for you have one Father, the one in heaven. It also might be the last reading you would expect as we celebrate fathers today, especially from your priest who was actually ordained on Father's Day of 2007. So should Nadek and Nora not call me father? Is that what Jesus is saying? Should none of you call me Father Hovnan, instead Reverend or Pastor? Well, today's sermon, it seeks to clarify what Jesus is trying to teach us in saying, and call no one your father on earth, for you have one father in heaven. And as often, if we only take things literally, we just skim the surface of the depths of what Jesus was saying spiritually. But many Christians do take this literally, and they refuse to call their spiritual leaders father. I'm actually working with someone outside of our church who simply cannot bring herself to say Father Hovnan. And I don't force her to because I'm not her priest. But you can tell with her it's a principle theology thing. Her denomination teaches not to call spiritual leaders Father because of this literal interpretation of Jesus' words. But of course, if they do that, they can't call the Pope Pope because Pope is just Father in Latin. They can't call an abbot, because that's father in Arabic, or from father in Arabic. But they also can't call their teachers teachers, because Jesus says that call no one your teacher, because you only have one teacher, the Messiah. And then getting back to today's celebration, to be consistent, these folks can't call their dad's father, and they shouldn't even celebrate Father's Day today. But that can't be right. And surely this is another case of St. Paul's warning that the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. So don't let literalism shortchange you of the spiritual depths of Jesus' words. So rather, when Jesus said, call no one your father, he was reinforcing the oldest, number one commandment and rule of Christian life that runs from the beginning to the end, namely, put first things first, and everything else will fall into place. In shortened Armenian form, Jesus was saying, Araç Astvats, God first, or more accurately, first God. Your priest is a father to you, hopefully. Your dad is a father to you, but God is the father, the first and ultimate one. And why, practically speaking, is this important? How can getting this right make you and I happier and healthier, and getting it wrong lead to much frustration? Well, because when we confuse our heavenly father with our earthly ones, we put burdens on fathers that are impossible to bear. And all family relationships will fray under the weight of these unreal expectations. Now, that doesn't mean we don't try. As probably every father here, I tried to be the best father to Nadek and Nora. Where is Nadek? I tried to be the best father to Nadek and Nora. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm aiming for like a 9, a 9.5. Just like my rating as a husband, by the way. 9, 9.5. But deep down, I know the truth that even at their young age, I haven't been able to meet all my kids' needs, and I've even failed them at times. And when they get older, there will be more mistakes, unintentional hurts, needs unmet. There's no avoiding this, so I only pray that we have the words to talk about it. And the good news, though, is that if we get to the point with our kids where we are talking about it, we will find out that fathers are just in need of prayer and forgiveness is anyone else, of course, to whom? To our one Father in heaven, who alone is perfect, who is merciful, who is able to meet all of our needs. This kind of humility and honesty is hard to find as a father of children. It's even harder to find as a father of a church. I'm sure it's much harder still as the spiritual father of a worldwide church, for example. There's so much pressure and expectations to be perfect that fathers are tempted to play God, but this only worsens this corrupting confusion of earthly fathers and heavenly ones. And then the perfect becomes the enemy of the good, right? Fathers and families are enmeshed in shame, and fathers become either heroes or villains, but all they have to be is real and vulnerable and children of God. Well, Jesus points us to a better way. Jesus points us to a better way. When we prioritize God as our first and ultimate Father in heaven, in our worship, in our words, in our deeds, all earthly fathers fall into their respected place. And we can value and celebrate our fathers by esteeming them in their proper light. That's what Jesus is getting at when he says, call no man your father. He doesn't want to ruin Father's Day. He wants to make it much, much better. He knows that if we put our heavenly fathers in first place, this increases, not decreases, our love for our earthly fathers. And because by looking to our one Father in heaven to meet our deepest needs of love and security and acceptance, this frees fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, from unrealistic expectations that no human was meant to bear. And it acknowledges that in the life to come, earthly fathers and mothers will actually be as brothers and sisters, even to their own children, because all are united by the grace of our Heavenly Father, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.